Thanks very much, Eric Rung. Steve Bertrand here. It's the Wintrust Business Lunch, sponsored by Wintrust Chicago's Bank, here on 720 WGN. Thanks very much for tuning in on this Tuesday afternoon. It looks as if, well, the weather's not too bad. It might be breaking. We could get in the 60s later this week. All right, in the basement of our building here over the Chicago River, there's a Mexican restaurant. It's great. Great prices, great food, but they only take cash. They don't take credit cards, and I almost... Well, I rarely have cash in my wallet anymore. I just don't, and I would shop there a lot more if I did or if they took a credit card. We're talking about the reverse, actually, though, now in Philadelphia and Massachusetts and elsewhere, where municipalities and even some states are passing legislation that would ban the use of or the operation of cashless stores. Argo Tea here in Chicago accepts no cash, only credit cards, Apple Pay, things like that if you want to pay. On a phone line now is Scott Calvert, who's been writing about that for the Wall Street Journal. Oh, Scott, welcome to the Wintrust Business Lunch.
Thanks, Steve.
All right, so tell me, are you based in Philadelphia?
I'm actually based in Baltimore.
In Baltimore, okay. So tell me where we are in Philadelphia. This law has been passed and signed. It's not taken effect yet, correct?
That's right. It takes effect in July. And so starting in July, the law says that if you're a retail establishment in the city of Philadelphia, you have to accept cash. There are a few exceptions. So if you are a wholesale operation like BJ's or Costco, if you're a parking garage, you don't have to accept cash. Rental car companies, hotels can still require that you give them a credit card for incidentals. But by and large, you've got to accept cash if somebody's got it in their wallet.
If you're going out to pick up lunch, you've got to have cash in your wallet to... you've got to accept cash from the customer if he or she wants to use cash to pay for it.
That's right. That's exactly right.
And so New Jersey has passed something similar. I don't know if you know if the governor's going to sign it, but there's already a statewide ban in Massachusetts.
That's right. The statewide ban in Massachusetts actually has been in the books for quite a while, but the New Jersey bill that you mentioned is more recent. The legislature there has passed it, sitting on the governor's desk. He hasn't said one way or another whether he will sign or veto that. In New York City, there is a bill working its way through the city council that is similar to the one that the Philadelphia City Council has passed and that the mayor has signed. So there are a few places where this seems to be percolating through.
So when I read about these stories, I'm thinking, well, they're just, it's contrary to the progress. I mean, people aren't using cash anymore, and they're only inhibiting businesses when they mandate that they do allow cash. That's one side of it, but when you read about the fact, there are some pretty good arguments for mandating that people do take cash payments as well, aren't there? And when it comes to the poor in the country.
Well, that's the principal argument in favor of this kind of legislation. I mean, sure, most people have a credit card or debit card in their wallet, maybe Apple Pay, like you mentioned earlier. But the fact is there are something like 8 million households around the country that are considered unbanked, which means they don't have a checking or savings account. And so for a lot of those folks, it's cash is going to be what they've got. You can get a prepaid debit card, but there are fees associated with that.
But the businesses who won't take their cash, they're going to be hurt by that. So why wouldn't these governments let the free market decide, let the store make its own decision?
Well, that's certainly the argument that you'll hear from groups like the National Retail Federation. Their view is let a business experiment, and one of two things will happen. Either they'll find that they lose business and they'll go back to accepting cash, or they'll find that it works for them and that should be their prerogative. There is no federal law requiring you to take cash. So that's one view. The proponents of this kind of legislation basically say it shouldn't be left to the market, and that it's just sort of a basic fairness, that it's essentially discriminatory, even if that's not the intent, to say that people who only have cash, can't buy their sandwich at your deli.
The Philadelphia mayor's office says 26% of the city residents there live below the poverty line, and many don't have a bank, and so that's part of that. You could put cash on a debit card or a cash card, but then you're paying a fee for that as well, so that isn't so fair either. All right, Scott, look in your crystal ball. What is as we move to become a cashless society, are there going to be more and more laws requiring that stores continue to take cash?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, there may well be, but it's worth pointing out that even in Philadelphia, the mayor, he signed it and he acknowledged the fact that, geez, we have a lot of people living below the poverty line. But he also said that, you know, he's worried about inhibiting retail innovation. He doesn't want to do that. And there was an official with the city's Commerce Department who said, look, you know, modernization is going to happen with or without Philadelphia, and we want to be part of it. That was a quote from her. Uh-huh. And so there's a sense that maybe this kind of law can be a bridge or, you know, a temporary measure until people can figure out a way for the unbanked and people who are lower income to participate in a cashless society, because there are a lot of people who think, you know, that's the direction we're going, and it's going
to
happen.
We didn't really mention the fact, though, that it's cheaper for stores to take only cash. They don't like necessarily to take credit cards, but it's more efficient for them. It's quicker. It also cuts down on employee theft if there's only plastic being exchanged.
Right. I mean, it's interesting because, you know, you think typically a lot, you know, you go into a lot of stores and they'll actually sometimes have a little card saying, you know, please pay with cash because otherwise we have to pay X percent as a transaction fee. But for the ones that are going cashless, yes. I mean, it's basically safety and efficiency. Safety means that they are less likely to be a target of a robbery. They don't have to have employees, you know, taking the cash to the bank to deposit it. Less of a threat of people, you know, employees putting their hand in the till. And then on the efficiency side, it's just faster, particularly if you do a brisk lunch business. If you don't have to count out cash, you can process more orders in a short period of time. That's sort of an efficiency argument.
God, I love my Apple Pay. Scott Calvert is a reporter for the Wall Street Journal. He's writing about this and more there. Thanks for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it.